Hey man, if you eat a bunless sandwich, you a freak. You going meat on meat? You a freak for sure. Meat on meat with cheese and sauce in the middle and more meat? That's crazy, man. That don't sound healthy at all whatsoever. You should really talk to your doctor before you even think about trying something like that. A meat sandwich. You know what I'm saying? You might as well get on down there to the blade doing all that. You a freak for sure.
Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them to hair tummy braids like Ampan. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from that north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass a podcast, them fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bare beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased and pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the wake and preach. Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? You ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy stop breathing.
So I was gonna take the money out of that. Turn my headphones up just a little bit. I was gonna take my money out of that, and long story short, I couldn't. It wouldn't let me take it out. But that would have let me. I had three hands betting. If I could have took my money out, it would allow me to put insurance on every hand, and I would have got that money back.
Oh, okay.
It turns out on the last hand, I was $2 short to be able to buy insurance. But I had got 21, so I could take out early pay. I would have won $100. I took out 93. You know what I'm saying? If I had insurance, that 93 would have been 143.
Oh, okay.
But I had insurance on my other two hands. So I got that money back. Plus the 93. So essentially, I won on top of what I bet. Like, I didn't even lose a dollar.
Okay.
And I still won money, so.
I'm saying, okay, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I probably ain't do a good job of explaining it.
I would have to literally know how. It makes sense. Like, it makes sense. Like,
bro, like I say, I want to get on that live stream and do this shit. Yeah. Do the betting and shit. Because, bro, I'm going to go fucking crazy.
Nah, you ain't speaking Portuguese. It make a little sense. It just ain't all the way there, man.
Oh shit! I ain't even realized we was recording.
Yeah. I just hit the record button. Fuck it, man. Hey man, another episode. Random ass. I'm gonna be honest. I have no clue what episode this is. I can't even guess.
I don't even know. Hey, like I say, I probably was talking convoluted, but man, I'm over here trying to turn nothing to something. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it's episode. I think it's 464, something like that, man. Anyway, man.
You sure? I think it's a little later than that. I thought it was like 467, but I could be living in the future.
Man, I don't be knowing no more, man. Anyway, man, we on the 304 talk set right now. So Joe.
Whoa. Where's this going, brother?
Have you ever been pegged before?
No.
That's what question you would be asking was on 304 talk.
Fuck no, nigga. Hey, as soon as they ask that, I'd be like, yeah, interview done.
Yeah, man. So, I just got done recording an episode of 304 Talk, and Joe pulled up. And I said, nigga, let's go ahead and do an episode early. So we both had a night off tonight.
I'm telling you, get some work done.
Get some work done, man. Get that shit. I was like, man, I'm already up here. Joe, your boo up here. Nigga, I'm going to spit the juice out. I said, your boo up here. Not none of the girls from 304 talk.
Nah.
Just to clear that up. clear any rumors up. We do not sleep with none of our employees. We keep it.
Professional.
We keep it professional over here at RLP. So not none of the girls.
Yeah, not none of them. Don't shit where you sleep, fellas.
Yeah. Hold on. Good segue. You ever mess with somebody you work with?
Yeah, man. Had a bad experience.
Exactly. Niggas only have bad experience. It's no way you can have a good experience sleeping
with
somebody.
No way at all. No way whatsoever.
Let's hypothetical the situation. What possibly can go right sleeping with an employee.
Nothing, nigga. Like, you enjoy it for a couple months. That's it.
Yeah.
That's legit it. Like, all right, so for me, fucking with women at work, I probably fucked with a chick for like an extended period of time, but never like dated nobody at work, right?
Yeah.
So I think the longest time I fucked with somebody was probably like 7 months, right?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be honest to say, we had it pretty good. Like, never had no, we had a couple issues while at work. So she kept hitting me with this, you know, I want to be with you type shit, right? Like, on some relationship shit. And I'm like, yo, we cool and we got a good thing going, whatever, right? She took a trip with the nigga that we work with. And I just asked her, I'm like, yo, what's up? Because she was lying about it. Like, she was acting like she didn't.
Oh, she was fucking with both of y'all.
I don't know. Well, if she was, that shit ended the weekend that she took this trip with the nigga, right?
Yeah.
And I know that, like, this was still early on. I think we had just started fucking. So even if we was, like, fucking her at the same time or whatever, I wasn't tripping. So, long story short,
nigga, Eskimo bro with one of his employees, that's crazy.
Bro, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, I'm not gonna take credit, you know what I mean, in that regard.
That nigga was high-fiving the nigga in the break room.
Nah, fuck no, because hey, the nigga was green as fuck. I'm like, yo, what the fuck do you see in this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even fuck with that nigga? You fucking with me? I was up, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Man, long story short, she took the trip with the nigga, right? So yeah. I'm like, yo, what's up? Where you at? Let's link today. She was like, oh, nah, I can't. I'm out of town. I'm like, oh, where you go to? Tallahassee. It's a bit from like Michigan or Missouri or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is you doing in Tallahassee? She started doing like that. I'm like, yo, it don't even matter, right? So she ended up calling me later that night and she like, I'm stuck. The fuck you mean you stuck? Well, I took this trip with this nigga from work, you know what I'm saying? And we went down here to meet his peoples and this and that.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was serious.
I don't know what the fuck shorty had going on, bro. But they was African. They damn near tried to, like, keep her hostage till she married him or, like, agreed to it or some shit. It was, like, what? A wild-ass story, bro. And I was like, that's what your ass get. That's what your ass get. I'm here when you get back, though.
Like, with that dick.
You know what I'm saying? I got one job.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, now, I will say this. Shawty gave me some of the craziest head I ever had in my life. Like, yeah. Yo.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. When you work with somebody, the pussy or the head is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everything else is problematic.
Yeah, man. So, I was in a similar situation. She ain't meet no African nigga. But, like, she eventually got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, so she started blowing my phone up. She know for a fact she was working with me, so she know I don't be doing that for real, for real. So she hit my phone up, I ain't answering. She done got a fake Twitter. She see I'm on tweeting my ass off.
Oh, man. That's the worst, too. That's the worst.
So she called up. She called a work phone.
No.
Where's Anthony?
No.
Oh, like, oh my God.
Say it ain't
one
so.
One of the employees like, hey.
You got a call.
Yeah, you got a call. I answered like, what you doing? Keep in mind, this is not my girl.
Right, right, right.
I was like, no way in hell you called
like,
the work.
Like, who is you checking? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was like, no way in hell you just called the work number. You got fired. You shouldn't even be calling here.
You shouldn't even feel comfortable calling.
We should like, you should be embarrassed to call the police.
Is this?
Yeah. And then one time she came up there and I was like, all right, I might get that restraining order. But
yeah,
but it worked it out.
That's crazy.
God did.
God did.
God worked that out. Boy, I ain't have to get that, man. I don't like talk. I'm looking to the camera. I don't like talking to the police. I don't like talking to y'all, right? Y'all police.
That's a real
fuck
shit.
12.
For real.
Yeah, so. Glad it worked itself out, but that could have been worse. I don't know niggas, girl. Actually, this is what happened. One of the ladies that worked with me, she was messing with some dude, man. And a nigga called, Nigga called himself pulling up to the job to fuck her up, I guess.
No way.
Yeah. On the clock. Wow. Hold up, hold up. Okay, this is what happened. It happened twice.
That pussy something crazy.
It happened twice. So I wasn't
this
there.
That got me invested, y'all.
that nigga scooted over for the team.
Nick said that shit in the Discord. He was like, or on one of the comments on IG, he was like, Joe love the tea. That shit had me rolling.
I was having a conversation with somebody recently. It was another podcast. We was talking and shit behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And we was, I ain't gonna say no names. I was about to say a name. I ain't gonna say no names. I'm gonna keep everything private.
Yeah.
And one of the niggas was like, man, we did a lot of gossiping just now. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, hey, man, I was fucking with his tea just now. I can't even front, bro. I fuck. Hey, man, sometimes I'll be a messy bitch, bro. That live for drama. I'm sorry,
that's
dog.
Some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it pays off to be a little messy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I be trying to keep it.
I just like to be knowledgeable. You know what I mean?
I keep it G, man, but sometimes I like to be messy, dog.
Yeah. I ain't got shit to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I ain't trying to spread no news about nobody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you opening your mouth,
yeah,
pause, you know what I mean? I'm willing to listen now. I got, God bless me with two ears.
Yeah, but as long as it's like, it gotta be somebody I know or like in the vicinity.
Right, and I mean,
I don't care about celebrity shit.
Yeah, fuck no. And I don't even wanna hear nothing that's like, too crazy, you know what I mean? It's gotta be like, I'm gonna be real, it's gotta be some surface level shit for me, because I tell both of y'all to get to stepping for real, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I had that shit I shared with about the two OF chicks.
Mm.
Now that's some tea I live for right
there. That tea was crazy. Nigga, I sat up in my seat, I said, shit's about to get real.
That was some good tea right there.
Boy, you gotta sip that with your pinky up.
You remember the Kirby the Frog shit?
Yeah.
That's how niggas was with their tea.
I'm trying to think the last little bit of tea. Oh, matter of fact, I tried working with somebody recently, right?
Yeah.
And that shit ain't really pan out to nothing positive. You know what I mean? Like, they tried to blame me. And I'm not blaming them in no way, shape, or form, right? But a lot of shit that didn't come to fruition was because they was dragging feet or there were hiccups on their end, right? So I separate myself. Turns out I wasn't the only one having these issues. Mm. On a large scale.
Damn.
So, bro, I like when I heard that... Nigga was all ears. I was Dumbo, nigga. I was Dumbo. Say shit. Give me the deets.
That nigga said, refill, please. All right, back to my story. So, this is what happened. So, the first time bro pulled up on her, I wasn't at work, thank God.
Yeah.
Because at that time, when I was working there, I was like one of the only niggas working there.
Mm. So he would have known. Yeah.
So, this is what happened. Oh, no. He went. He ain't think nothing of...
Okay.
Okay, so this is what happened. I would have had to flex my manhood. And you know, I mind my business.
Right.
So apparently from what I heard, the nigga came up to the job and the nigga yoked up by the neck and had up on a wall in the damn break room in the air, choking her ass.
See?
See, if I was there, I would have had to do something.
Yeah. You definitely would have had to step in. And not to sound doubtful of your abilities, but you might have got your ass beat in that situation. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? So
it was an out east nigga too.
Bruh, I had a situation like that. I seen a nigga like grabbing his bit up at the gas station. And bro, like,
why you always at the gas station?
Dog.
Joe always at the gas station.
I do be up there quite a bit. Like every gas station I go to, because I only go to a few, but I be up there.
You gotta go get that Philly blunts.
Just see it. But them niggas be knowing me, like for real. In and out. Like, what you need today?
Say shit. I go to the gas station two times a month.
Boy,
to get gas. And that's it.
I need anything. But this nigga is yoking her up, like when I pull into the tank,
go inside, pay for my shit.
Oh, I would have went to another gas station.
I done came out, pumped my gas. Like, they going back and forth. Nigga is like, bruh. So I pull around and I'm like, yo, is you straight? Like, at this point, she like aggressor. She the aggressor, more or less. She like yelling at him, bolted yeah. over top. I'm like, yo, is you straight? She like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. That nigga started barking. I say, man, I ain't trying to hear none of what you saying, nigga. Are you good? You know what I mean? She was like, yeah, I'm good. That nigga grabbed up so fast. I was like, yeah, this is why I mind my fucking business. Yeah. Or I should have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, hey, man, there's some good brothers out here in them graves because they hopped in some business.
100%. And, you know, I don't, like, I wasn't trying to be no save or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But... Golly, you know what I mean?
90% of the time when them niggas be getting smoked, stepping in, them girls be going back to the other dude.
100%.
They hop right in that car.
That's what that showed me, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's what that showed me. So I was like, look, I ain't even finna poke no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna poke the bell. Yeah. I took my ass to the crib.
Yeah. But back to the story of my job. So I heard that. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Which is crazy. Somebody tell me somebody got choked. I was like, damn, that's crazy. I was like, I mean,
what else could you say?
All right, bro, I wasn't there. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Right. Thank you, God, I wasn't there. So the nigga come back while I'm there. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Bruh.
She hop out. She jumped in front of it. She said, I got something for this nigga. She pull a bat out of her car. She start beating the nigga car like Street Fighter.
Damn, tearing,
bro,
nigga.
Car out. Both headlights out, backlight out, windshield cracked. She going to work. You remember that Michael Jackson video that they banned from TV because he was fucking a car up?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was like the I'm bad video. It was the one where he was talking some, where they was like, dan, dan, where everybody was just different colors.
I'm trying
to think. Was like different races and shit.
Yeah, I think it was that They Don't Really Care About Us video.
No, not that one. It was like, dan, 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 dan.
You
don't remember that song?
No, bro. I don't know.
It
what
don't matter
saying.
If you're black or white.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not the same song?
Yeah.
Sing the song real quick.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. It don't matter. Yeah.
If you're black or white. And then like that. Because I remember this shit because they permitted like on Fox.
Yeah.
And like at the end of it, he had got like, I don't know what that was. He got like backlash because he was like tearing a car up with a bat. And they was like, oh, this is too edgy.
What video game was it? I think it was Ninja Turtles, to where you had to like beat the shit out of a car with a bat before you could move on.
Dude, it was like a thousand games like that. They had that on Power Rangers.
For real?
Yeah, you had to after you got done killing a boss, you like had to beat up a car and all that.
That shit was in a lot of video games, like you say, now that I think
they had
about
one
it.
It was at the end of Street Fighter, you had to beat up a car.
Yep. It was like a some fighting game. It wasn't as big as Street Fighter and shit, though.
Right, Streets of Rage, probably.
Streets of Rage, where you had to beat up the car, like, with your fists and shit. That shit was hard, though.
Yeah, that shit was like Power Rangers. I was like, bro, that shit ain't had nothing to do with you.
It ain't have nothing to do with nothing. Like, that was just it must have been an easy little code they could put in the 90s, you know what I mean? To add that shit to every video game.
Let me ask you a question, bro. How much you think rent was in Angel Grove? That's where the Power Rangers lived at. Because you got to think.
In that era?
Oh, yeah. Back in, like, in general, like, Angel Grove, like, how much you think rent was? Because you got to think about it. It's a high chance that you're going to be chilling on Tuesday and a big-ass Megazord tail going to slap the fuck out your apartment.
I was going to say, like, 300. You know what I mean? You might be getting that shit for pennies.
I'm going to be honest, dog. You have to pay me to live downtown Angel Grove because it's a high chance you're going to die.
High chance, nigga. High chance.
Like, it's like... Like, just imagine, like, Angel Grove, like, every day was 9-11.
9-11 shit, that bit was like motherfucking Godzilla.
Yeah, bro, that shit, like, when Godzilla tore Pensacola up. Come on, man. You know I had, come on, what'd he do? He did that. He tore Pensacola up. But just imagine every day you Pensacola.
Bruh. You trying to build on it?
That's what I'm saying. That's just like what niggas do.
One day they gonna make a movie and they just gonna decimate the north side of Jacksonville. You know what? They wouldn't. What's out there?
You got it, bro. I'll be telling you how you sound when you talk about the north side.
Man, whatever.
You be sound like a cocoon.
Whatever. Yeah.
You sound like a cocoon. I'll be letting you get it.
Make
man.
Me defensive, nigga.
Yeah, it was somebody one time. They was like, hey, man, I'm from the north side. That your co-host be sound like a coon.
I'm
playing. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. I just made that up. Nobody said that.
I'm a north. Say your co-host, he got a C by me.
Okay. If niggas say that, I'm gonna be like, you got a C by me too, nigga.
Bruh,
I don't care if you're from the north side. Right.
Oh man.
Hold on. Why do you hate the north side so much?
Bruh, I don't hate the north side.
Oh, okay.
Well, it just ain't shit on the north side.
I just wanna get
hate the north side, bro.
It's shit on the north side.
So I be giving the north side a hard time, but there's just nothing to eat on the north side.
Oh, it's some places on there. We got the best barbecue spot on the north side.
Nigga, I'm not driving to the north side for fucking barbecue. That's some shit. If I happen to be on the north side, I might be in a move or something.
When you on the south side, where you eat barbecue at? Bono's, nigga? Nigga, Sonny's barbecue. What's the broke barbecue y'all eating on the north side, nigga?
Hey, man, you got it. You got a point.
Yeah, exactly. Chicken wings.
Ain't nowhere on the south side to eat no barbecue.
Chicken wings. Oh, Trap House Chicken.
Yeah.
Nigga, I follow this nigga on YouTube. He do like the food reviews and shit like that. I don't know why I did my hands like that. He do food reviews or whatever. And then like one day, I'm randomly on his YouTube. He was like, I just drove 5 hours to eat these chicken wings.
That's crazy. So I mean, like, content is key.
So I'm like, he live in Miami, by the way.
Okay.
So I go on YouTube. I saw him click on the YouTube video. And I'm like, bro, where did this nigga go to drive 5 hours? I got to know what wings these is. Why this nigga at Trap House Chicken?
I was just about
this nigga at Trap House Chicken. He got like the side chick sandwich and the one of them. I forgot the name. They be having ghetto ass names.
Yeah. Get the crab tray.
That's what he had. He had the crab tray rings. I didn't know they had this, but they had the potato wedges with the crab tray shit on it.
Oh, I ain't know. That must be new now.
That nigga freaked it up.
That must be new now.
Nah.
I'm going to have to try that. They ain't never put that shit on the top for me.
Nah, nigga. You drive 5 hours, you got to invent some shit for me.
Bro, straight up. That's some real shit, too. But they know me up there.
Oh.
You know, they know me. That nigga Devin, when we had that apartment together, I told him to pick up my order one time. That nigga was on his way to the crib. When he went up there, he was like, yo, I'm picking up for Joe. Nigga, they called me until I answered like 2 or 3 times. I was like, hello? Hey, there's someone here trying to pick up your order. We just want to make sure this for you. Yeah. I was like, hey, you know, he good people. Y'all can let him have it. You know what I'm saying? If it's anybody else, nah.
Nah, I think they just did that because Devin looks sketchy.
Nah, they did it to Russell too, bro.
Russell looks sketchy too.
That's funny
both,
as fuck.
Yeah, both of them niggas.
That's funny.
Both Devin and Russell, they look like they up to something. No good.
I'm out just stealing orders today. I be thinking about that sometimes. Like, what if a nigga did that? Made a thing of it.
They do that. Mm. That happened to me one time. I went to Firehouse.
Damn.
I did a pickup order, and you know they. Come on, bro. This just only happens on the north side. Because I went to the fire. I was up here at the studio one time, and I was like, I want a Firehouse. They had that bit behind the counter. They were like, hey, what's your name? Anthony, let me see that ID. And I was like, okay, this is some Riverside shit.
Yeah.
So the one on Dunn Avenue, they put that bit on a rack by the door.
Mm-hmm. And by the door.
It's like literally, it's by the door. You ain't got to go all the way in. You can put your hand in and grab your shit and leave. So I go in that bit one time, and I'm like, it's like 5:10. I'll be putting odd ass time for my pickups.
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, you got to give me about 10 minutes to get there.
Straight up.
So I'll be putting an ignorant ass time. So I had put like 5:10. I look, it's 5:30. I'm like, Everybody getting their food. They tossing niggas food on the rack. So I'm like, hey, man, where my food at? They were like, hey. They were like, we already put an Anthony out there. I was like, bro, my food ain't out here. Dig
it. No, make it again.
They were like, oh, damn, he took that food again.
Oh, Lord. So
apparently, like, it's this dude that just be taking it. And it's one of my OGs. He said he done went up in there and somebody took his food. So apparently, like, it's like a homeless nigga.
Oh.
Just like going up there taking food. And I'm like, bro, that's gonna sound kind of, I would do that.
Boom gang.
It was.
I'm just saying. Hey, shout out to John Gabbana. He changed his life. But yeah, that's some bunk gang tactics.
That nigga bunk funny. So one of the podcasts that we do out of studio, I already told you, he bunk was up here.
Yeah.
So it was kind of odd also. So they niggas had asked for a cup. I ain't had no plastic cups, and you know we always keep the chilled mugs.
Yeah.
So I gave the nigga one of the chilled mugs, and he was like, oh, this is cold. You got another cup? I was like, no, bro.
It's going.
Oh, yeah, it's going to warm up. So I go in the other room. I'm like, hold on, why did he need that?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, hey, nigga, why do you need that cup? Because ain't nothing but liquor in here. I go in, this nigga drinking alcohol, and I'm like, I don't think that's in the Bible.
Hey. It do say drink the drink, not to get drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this wine, my brother. I like.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
But yeah, yeah. Apparently, like, back to the firehouse. Apparently, there's a homeless nigga just taking firehouse orders. And I was like, if I was a homeless nigga, I would do the same thing.
Oh, 100%.
Like, what you about to do to me? I'm hungry, nigga.
I figure all my local spots that do that, Panera, you know, Firehouse. I look at anybody that set their shit up on the shelf for pickup. KFC do that shit, you know what I'm saying? Walk up in there, snatch and go. Snatch and go.
Man, I really only do, like, when I do, like, call-in order or pickup order, the only thing I do is, like, Firehouse and Chipotle.
Yeah.
Chipotle, they have your shit behind the counter. You gotta ask for your shit.
Yeah.
They got a rack up there, but they don't put it on there.
Ever. Shit, none of them I've been to. You might get it one or two times.
Yeah.
Sometimes that bitch just be at the end of the end of the counter while they ass still working on a meal. What's your name? Yeah, go ahead and take that bag.
Yeah. I seen, apparently when they Chipotle, they make your food on the other side. If it's like a call-in. That shit was weird to me.
It is. It's odd, but it makes sense for the flow.
Yeah. Like, niggas stand in the corner and make these burritos. Somebody asked me a reason. Somebody asked me a question recently. They asked me, was I a Moe's or a Chipotle guy?
I don't eat Moe's often enough.
Moe's is ass.
I don't think I ever had a meal. Like, that's what was going to be my next sentence. Last time I was at Moe's, I had like three margaritas.
And I think I only went to Moe's get tea. I didn't even know they had alcohol at Moe's.
If I ain't mistaken, that's where it was at. Moe's on Southside. Yeah, I had the margaritas, and I think I had like a burrito or some shit. Big-ass burrito.
That burrito, that should have put you out.
What? Every time?
Not Moe's, though. Moe's kind of, they burritos kind of was Chipotle, though.
Chipotle, nah, nacho taco right here. And I know you probably ain't never tried it.
I'd be sketchy at that shit. I'm gonna try it. This shit is like a weird ass food truck.
Nah. It's a it's like a little hut.
Yeah, you talking about that blue one right up here?
No, nacho taco. It's like right past the light on the left hand side.
Yeah, you talking about that one on right here on the corner?
Yeah,
yeah.
It ain't no damn food truck.
I ain't no food truck, but it's like a little hut.
Yeah, it is a small little hut. Like, you ain't got no space when you walk in there.
I was skeptical one time. I was about to walk up because it's like walking distance. And then I was up here one time and I didn't have my car. My car was in the shop. I was up here at the studio. And I was like, bro, I'm hungry as fuck. And I was about to walk up there. They had looked at the menu. I was like, this menu does not look fire at all.
You got to spice it up, bro. Add you some jalapenos in that bit, you know what I mean?
Nigga, like, make me a burrito. Make it freaky.
You know what I mean? Freak that hoe.
I don't even know jalapenos, though.
Hey, man, get you some spice in your life. You like that? That's gonna be a slogan somewhere, man. Motherfucking Larry's or somebody, y'all sign me, man.
Nah, nigga. Sue that nigga. Hey, after I did that one chip challenge, shit don't be spicy to me like that for real.
Oh, now you immune.
Yeah, but I still don't. I just don't like spicy food. I just think spicy food is just ignorant as fuck.
So shit, like spicy food for me, I can eat it. But now as I've gotten older, that shit like causes me to sweat like crazy, bro.
When you gonna do the one chip challenge?
Never, nigga. I ain't torturing myself for no reason.
You know what I want to do? And like, it's not an original idea. Niggas done did it over. I don't got to point. I'm gonna be saying it. I want to just ride around the city and pay niggas to eat that one chip.
All right, so how bad is the one chip?
That shit will fuck you up, nigga. You seen how I was?
Yeah, I see you.
And this was a nigga that didn't like spicy stuff.
Yeah, true indeed.
And I'm looking at the camera, Justin. You almost at that threshold. You gotta eat them two chips.
Yeah, Justin.
And you know what's crazy? He brought it on. You gotta eat them two chips, bro.
Yeah, you brought this on yourself. Shit, I was finna say the same thing. I'd do two chips, but I don't know.
No, nigga, no. No.
I might take 2 weeks off a podcast and I eat two chips.
No, nigga. Nah, nigga.
But like I say, the spicy food, nah, it just hit me different. Like, when I was a kid, shit, I could eat that shit. No problem. You know what I mean? Now, I be sweating like my hair.
Yeah,
that bit damn near be soaking wet. The top of my head just be sweating like a motherfucker. Yeah, bro.
When I was younger, I used to be a real bitch with it. Open up. Nigga, I be eating a McChicken like
for real.
Yeah, I was a hoe. I was like, that's it's McChicken. I'm McChicken, nigga.
Bro. That's funny, dog. I be like, man, can y'all make it spicy?
Yeah, but like ever since I'm one chip, I had mess around. I went to Popeyes and they gave me one of the spicy chicken sandwiches. I eat that shit. I'm like, man, this shit ain't nothing.
Now I took a break from eating spicy food for a while because it'd be fucking with my stomach for real. But I had a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich. Like when I came back to eating spicy food, nigga, that shit hit me so hard, bro. I was like, yo, what the fuck did they put in this?
So it's like
habanero.
They put a devil ass in it.
For real, bro. That shit had me choked up, bro.
that nigga devil was twerking my ear. All
right, bro. Come on, man.
It was that devil from Cow and Chicken.
That's a freaky ass devil.
That
bro.
Red ass horny devil.
But nigga, he was butt naked in most of the episodes, bro. Like, what was going on?
I remember when we were talking about that shit with, what you call it, was it?
Who was that?
Damn. I forgot bro name. From the 904 podcast.
Malone. DJ Malone.
I don't know why I forgot DJ Malone.
Come on, man.
So the nigga, I was about to clip the shit, but I was like, nah, niggas might have an issue. He was saying that the devil was a transgender. He was like, the devil was a transgender cross-dresser. I was like, I don't know if I want to clip this.
I mean, he kind of had a point, bro. He kind of had a point. He saw the future.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he did say that. I almost didn't want to clip that shit with Chris at Dyke. I had to take the Dyke out.
Bruh. Dog, that shit.
I know we be saying Dyke on here, but that shit is a slur.
It is a slur.
But yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know how women feel about it.
I don't give a fuck.
Man. Yeah, I was going to say, I ain't never stopped.
They be calling themselves a Dyke.
Huh?
I think they be calling themselves a Dyke.
True indeed. But I think they call themselves a lot of shit, though.
Yeah.
When they was doing them little TikToks and shit, like the group of dykes, that shit was crazy. Like, they were super dykes.
Oh, they called them niggas the Britney Griner Mass Choir.
Yeah. That was insane.
It was just like a bunch of dykes doing like cosplay and shit. Yeah. I respect and salute to y'all, man.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
All right, man. Let's hold up, man. Hold up. Your boy dropping another song.
Who that?
BLP.
Okay. Let's get it.
All right, man. So BLP Kosha, he dropped a new song. It's called Iguana.
Iguana.
Yeah, let's get it to it.
I put a GoPro on the chopper, Olo clip up in this bit. They see me doing numbers, now I know them boys shitting bricks. Pockets, they on big bitch.
I ain't with that fit shit. He hauling smoke over, ain't nothing to slime him out. Team Nick, Florida boy, I'll run up in your yard like an iguana. I was looking boneless, now I'm at the Benihana's. And I don't smoke, but I'll grab him by that drama. Cause bitch, real J is moving silence like marijuana. I'm in the sky, Danica Patrick, spinning, rotate on the axis. No silencer, I put up an Idaho potato on a ratchet. There ain't no end to shit, that's set with emphasis. No need to practice, they know this a part of me. So why they wanna see me hatless? I'ma cash cow them boys on some other shit. I can't believe it's not butter, I'm saucing it. They gon' love you at the top, but it's about what's under it. This for weird words, Boosie told me run this shit.
Boy, BLP might be 2 for 2.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm riding for that boy. Riding for that boy, BLP.
Hey, I had posted a clip the last time we... So I was messing around. Probably I shouldn't probably mess around with people's religion. But I was joking around. I was like, he was Jewish Amish.
Yeah.
Like, he's not... I had dropped it and like people in the comments on something. He's Jewish. I was like, I said he was Jewish.
Yeah.
I was just saying he was Amish because of that
name, right?
Yeah, BLP. Well, kosher is Jewish.
Oh, okay.
So
kosher, yeah. But that's how he style himself, right? Like, is he's Amish? I don't know. I ain't really see the.
Oh, you talking about the wicks? Oh, yeah. You talking about no? You know, Hasidic Jews, they be wearing the, they be having the wicks and shit.
Mm.
Cause I did see somebody like, oh, he trying to be black with the wicks, but no, Hasidic Jews, they do be wearing the wicks like locked up. They either wear it curly or they wear it locked up.
Yeah.
But they don't wear slugs though.
Hey. I mean, I'm telling you, we gotta accept that the black influence when it comes to rap has impacted the world. Everywhere in the world has some kind of rap involved in it. So at this point, like, we've opened the door for every culture to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to white rappers, like I say, they gonna be here.
So let me ask you a question. So everybody been, because you know, like, last year the YSL shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Different rappers from Atlanta to like the back. Actually, been like a lot of Ricos going out throughout Atlanta and whatnot. And you know, everybody used to always say like Atlanta was like the mecca of hip hop at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last star, legit star Atlanta has had? And is Atlanta still in the forefront?
I mean, if we're talking about the last star, like it would be, I guess, Baby and Gunna, you know. And I do think that Atlanta can still produce stars. They still have the star potential. The problem is Atlanta isn't as progressive as many other cities in the sense, you see, it was only a few short years between Block Boy JB and now what Duke Deuce and them are doing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Deuce kind of revamped that, you know what I mean? But shit, even Dolph had it, Gotti had it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Moneybagg, yo. I'm going to be honest, though. I feel like QC not doing enough with Duke Deuce.
They're not. He's extremely marketable. But I do also think that he doesn't have a project that matches the level that QC has been trying to produce. You know what I mean?
But his last two projects, I didn't skip no tracks on it.
They're solid.
Yeah.
They're solid. I'm a huge Duke Deuce fan.
Like, why is Duke? Because Duke Deuce could dance his ass off. Why that nigga ain't on Dance with the Stars or something? And I don't even think that would fuck his career up.
Not even just that. Why don't you have any commercials lined up for him? He does the wrestling shit. Like, that would have been a great segue in itself to add him on wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put him on AEW or something. Because he probably ain't going to be on WWE, but put him on AEW, have him on there.
He does a great job of marketing for himself on his Instagram and his Twitter and whatnot. You know what I mean? He does a lot of whoever's in his team and setting up the concepts for those like training videos with him dancing and just him being out doing the different shit. They do a great job.
Yeah.
They do a great job. He's a very entertaining person in himself. And I think that
when you have personalities like that in music, you have to give into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta put all your bread into it. Cause I feel like QC, they put all their money into like Lil Baby only.
Right.
They see the Lil Baby or the, I don't even, nigga, is the City Girls even still a crew anymore? Carisha, she full on acting.
Right.
JT, she chased behind this nigga, a 411 nigga. I don't know what she doing.
Is she still worried about him?
They still together, man.
Oh, damn. I ain't know that.
Yeah. But yeah, Carisha, she acting. She got a pod. She got a successful podcast.
Yeah.
That's ass, but it's successful.
You talking about the Carisha Says shit?
Carisha, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think, I don't know, does Mary J have a show now?
No.
Okay.
We don't own her own, like a show? Like a talk show?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know she got her own, like, she's like a star of a show.
Yeah.
Like she wanted, right, she right, like a star, like one of them power shows.
Yeah, yeah. She and yeah, with Tariq or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw her doing a couple talk shows. Like she sat down with Carisha and I think like Alicia Keys. I know it wasn't Alicia Keys. It was somebody. But and then I saw her sit down with another dude. But if she has a show of her own, it's over for Carisha, please.
Well, I think Carisha, please might be over now. I think about it, because I don't think she's not fucking with Diddy no more. And now that I think about it, last episode that she had was like either the Kevin Gates or Trina episode, and that was like so long ago.
Yeah. So, like I say, I think that, I think they're trying to pivot away from that and maybe give it to Mary J.
Hey man, if Mary J. Blige, she do a show and she had her thighs out the whole time, you watch me. I'm watching it every episode.
Yeah, you might be drooling
with
and
a
shit.
With a bib on. That's what I'm having a bib and I'm on a knife and fork in my hand.
See,
don't be acting like I'm banging on the table like more, but through an hour straight.
Yeah, Mary J. is one of them ones.
Yeah, but like I was saying with Duke Deuce, man, like QC, they only spend their money on them two. I like, bro, why this nigga, even though the baby already did it, why Duke Deuce don't got a video dance with the Jabba Walkies or some shit like that? I feel like
a ton of shit. I think he would be a great personality for Mountain Dew. You know what I mean? I think he could do like a Metro commercial.
Sprite to commercial?
Yeah, all kinds of shit.
And it wouldn't even be like on Sprite's no tap dancing no shit.
No, not Sprite, but what's that?
It's something Starry.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I think it was Sierra Mist.
Oh, Sierra Mist.
Sprite has that though. But yeah, I think he has a lot of marketability. You know what I mean? And even with what he does on his shows and whatnot, you know what I mean? I think he goes crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, QC man, Deuce, do more with Duke Deuce. Yeah, like I was saying, like nigga, yeah, dance with the Jabba Walkies, do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
What I was about to say something, bro. My brain just like stopped working for a second. Okay, so let's say Atlanta ain't got no stars. Who you think is like the biggest like region right now?
I was thinking about this the other day, and it's tough to say, honestly. I Memphis is strong right now.
Yeah.
Very strong.
I think Florida, not the biggest, but Florida making like...
Florida probably has the strongest movement, like, in a positive direction right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? With this artist bubbling and whatnot, because... You can't really, outside of Kodak, you can't really say that there are many Florida artists that are on a major scale yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you can see them rising. Like Boston Richie, I feel like he did take a step backwards.
Hey, I think I said it on here. I think Boston Richie might be all right.
I think so too.
It's looking like he all right.
I think so.
That nigga fighting them snitching shit.
I don't think it's even going to be a worry in his career throughout this year.
Yeah.
If he drops a solid project, I think that shit goes out the window. Yeah. We see how people are reacting to that Gunna snippet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, niggas going crazy for that Gunna snippet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, it might be. Let's be honest. Them niggas didn't really snitch. It's kind of like a gray area. It's kind of, it's not like how Troy Ave. Troy Ave straight up telling on the stand, but I kind of, so I got mutual friends that was like close to Tax Dome, and they was kind of telling me to sit and talk about stuff and stuff on the podcast, like, oh, can you mention this on a podcast? I'm going to be completely honest. That nigga Tax Dome was in the wrong. I don't care what nobody think about what I got to say.
Yeah.
He was in the wrong. And I know y'all niggas cool with that nigga, but that nigga brought a gun in the club and was shooting at niggas.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the, you know, I ain't pinning nothing on nobody.
I ain't pinning nothing on nobody, but
if that's the case, it's one thing to have beef with somebody, and I get it's on site, but when you risking the lives of several other people, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely reckless.
But I was saying that because I like Troy Ave. I'm not a street nigga. What Troy Ave did, what else was he supposed to do?
Well, I don't know what he do. What did Troy Ave do?
Well, he pretty much just told what happened.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I was in the club.
Yeah.
I'm beefing with a nigga. Yeah. Nigga shot at me. Nigga killed my homie. You supposed to tell what happened.
Yeah. And I don't think that Troy Ave really.
I'm saying that from a civilian standpoint. Now, Troy Ave's supposed to be a street nigga.
Yeah.
Now, you're not supposed to really say nothing if you quote unquote street nigga.
Right.
But I'm talking from a civilian standpoint. Civilian standpoint, he doing what he's supposed to, but he's supposed to be a street nigga, so he's snitching.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't want to talk about snitching no more. I think we just need to dead that.
I think that it's over with in itself. Like, if niggas gonna continue to listen to the artists, you know what I mean? If the artists are still able to make as much money as they have been, nothing's changed. So
I'm just saying that because nobody's standing on their, what they say, nigga ain't
on their business.
Yeah, nigga ain't standing on business.
Yeah,
cause I'm like, y'all niggas call niggas snitch, but soon as that song, that snippet come out and that shit sounded fire, you like, all right. And then Boston Richie, he dropped that Trapping and Finessing, and everybody had that on their IG stories. I was like, well, there you go. Y'all niggas don't really care for real. Long as if a nigga got hit today, y'all niggas gonna listen. So it really don't matter if a nigga snitch, to be honest. Now, if it's like on some 6ix9ine shit, then yeah, that's like extreme snitching.
Yeah.
That's like snitching at the top shit. And then I apologize to you when we was talking about 1090 Jake.
Yeah.
You was completely right about that shit. You was completely right. He shouldn't have been talking about that shit. And then did you see what happened to him, right?
Yeah, he done.
Yeah, he's over. It's over for him.
I told you, I don't think that he's, you know, of all people, you know, he's not the person to be putting this out. He's focusing on one demographic, you know what I mean? He's trying to, like, get himself in cool. Like, when I started seeing that nigga at hip-hop events and shit, it's like, yo, who is this nigga to validate a motherfucker?
Yeah.
Because he spent time in jail?
Exactly.
Come on, man. And like,
then that's crazy. Like, that's, like, almost psychotic. To have a YouTube channel based on exposing niggas or paperwork, and you got faulty paperwork yourself. You snitched on yourself.
I didn't see that, but.
You didn't see that?
Nah.
All right, so he was on the whole Boston Richie shit. You know, post Boston Richie interrogation, everything. So Boston Richie flipped it on him. Boston Richie or somebody found two instances where he snitched. Now, one of them was kind of like, and it kind of makes sense, but if you a street nigga and you a, it was a cracker, if you a street
if you in the streets,
cracker, I kind of want to name this episode street but I don't think I can. If you a quote unquote street cracker and you a blood, you're not supposed to be talking to the police at all. So this is what he did. He was in prison and the cops were beating him up.
Mm-hmm.
So he told like the warden or something like that, hey, these cops beat my ass, and the cops got reprimanded and shit like that.
Yeah.
But technically that's snitching.
True.
You're supposed to take it. I guess you're supposed to
handle that shit in stride, you know what I'm saying? Deal with it when you can.
So he did that. And then he also did some shit that's kind of racist. Actually, it's not kind of racist, it is racist. So he was trying to break into his auntie house and he got caught. But then he lied and said two Mexican dudes down the street did it when it was really him. And he got the Mexican dudes locked up.
Wow. Wow.
Not only are you a snitch, you're racist. You got two. That's some. He was like, oh, I ain't do nothing bad to. He was like, I ain't do nothing bad to black people. But nah, you still did it to a minority.
Right.
You got
right.
a minority locked up.
Nah, you still did that shit, period, nigga.
Yeah, that's even what, if it was two crackers, right. Like, nigga, you stand on your business, nigga. Yeah, niggas ain't standing on, crackers ain't standing on business. Let me not tell you, niggas, crackers not standing on their business.
Amen. Amen.
You was right, though. I admit, you was right.
I be seeing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Let's go ahead and get a listen to questions, man, but.
Give me 2 seconds. Go ahead and introduce the listener questions.
All right. To send and listen to questions, hit us up, mail@ariopodcast.com. That's mail@ariopodcast.com. If you're one of our amazing people on our Discord, sign into the Discord. We got a section on the left side. You can put your listening questions there. If you're not, still got the email, mail@ariopodcast.com. But while mentioning the Patreon, sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/ariopodcast. That's patreon.com/ariopodcast. Also, man, I forgot to mention, man, shout out to the homie Wes Denzel.
Yeah,
he dropped
man.
His album last night in Houston. Go cop that. Go for listen sure. to that. Really, really good project. But he yeah. always dropped dope
I
shit.
I was going to say, he don't miss.
Yeah, he don't miss, man. He was out there in South by Southwest killing it. Kind of made me miss South by Southwest for a second.
Hey, man, we gonna make our way back.
We'll make our way back. I'm loving South by Southwest now because it's kind of, I feel like it's back to its roots.
I was thinking
where like
that.
All the big artists not there.
Yep.
I was watching a couple people perform. It's one of the things I love about South by Southwest, when it was like indie, you can do a show anywhere.
Yeah.
Like niggas just, I was watching one where niggas had a stage on somebody's driveway and they had a whole like showcase right there. I like that's the essence of South by Southwest right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's all about for real.
Yeah. Indie music and bring, I don't think there's not that many people flying out there no more, but still that was the point of South by Southwest and experiencing Austin and whatnot. But yeah, we'll probably make our way back out there. So question from Rand. He said, can y'all please find the NYC Melanin Master and interview him? You know what that is?
Yeah, man. Yeah, go back to your country. I'm an original black.
He said, I got racks. He's like, I just fucked a bitch from France last night.
You're broke. Go ahead, check me out. Louis, Jordan.
Fuck you. Shut up. It's always funny when he be saying something and he be talking to me. He be like, yeah, I got these racks. I got all this money. I just fought a bitch for free. Shut up. He just randomly just say shut. And you know it's crazy? The nigga not, there's people, somebody was calling him homeless.
Yeah.
That nigga not homeless, obviously.
He not, yeah.
The nigga always pull out a big ass stack of money.
I mean, you can tell he doing all right
for
himself.
He be dripped down in designer.
You can tell he doing all right for himself. Unless he rocking fake shit and that's fake money.
I don't know.
You can tell. The video quality don't be clear enough for you to tell that shit. So, you know what I mean?
You could tell fake money. Fake money, you could tell the way it fold.
True indeed.
That's definitely real money, but it's just like, nigga.
Right. Like, you
can tell. I don't think bro homeless.
Bro. I think bro,
yeah.
I think bro in a position to where he could talk that shit.
He ignorant as hell, but I would talk to him.
I mean, bro, I definitely would interview that nigga.
We might have to get in contact with him. But apparently like, he don't really got that. Somebody said he got a Twitter, but it's like, nobody don't know if it's him. But a lot of his videos is other people recording him.
Yeah.
And he just like.
Happened to be going crazy.
Yeah, he do it like gorilla style. That's crazy. He like, man, I ain't going to record it. Somebody else going to record my shit. That's dope. But yeah, if we got the opportunity, I definitely would interview him. This one from King. Oh, no, we already did this one. All right, this one's from my dad. He said, you wake up one day in pain, so you go to your doctor. He asks, what's your pain level? You say it's a 5 to 6. Doctor checks you out and says he has a treatment to stop the pain, and it will give you ED. So if nobody don't know what ED is, erectile dysfunction. And you will have to and you have a low sex drive, what will you choose? Damn. You gonna keep the pain or you gonna have that ED?
Man, shit. I can tolerate a lot of pain, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
Hey, man.
But
I'm either, I can't just be in pain all day, man.
Bruh, yeah. I don't know. Is it 5 to 6 though, bruh?
5 to 6, yeah. That mean it
you feeling it. You feeling it.
Excruciating.
If you feeling it.
I mean, like, yeah, 5 to 6, that mean you randomly jumping screaming like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Ah! Just randomly all day. Ah! Ah!
Nah, if it's up to 10, you can't, you immobile. You can't do nothing.
Hold up. So let's break down what exactly ED is.
Mean
you can't get it up at all? Or does it like it?
You
kinda...
can't get it up without assistance 9 times out of 10. Like you might wanna fuck mentally and be ready for it, but you won't be able to
get up.
Yeah.
Is there levels to ED?
Possibly.
Damn. Because I'm like, let's say you could kind of like get it up. All right, I'll just take a honey pack.
Nah, I think when you classify with ED, you need like a Viagra. You need like a what's the other one?
Cialis. Damn, you need a Blue Chew.
Yeah. 4 hymns.
Damn, nigga, 4 hymns for hair.
And no, it's not just for hair.
Oh, okay, it's for
ED and damn therapy.
Nigga, they got too many drugs. Cause I'm like, if I'm messed up in the game, I got ED. I just take a honey pack. But you saying you get a honey pack don't even help.
Nah, from my knowledge of it, I don't think a honey pack would be strong enough to do it for you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. A honey pack, actually, I think it's like a misconception. Don't ask me how I know. Wink, wink. But apparently, a honey pack.
Tell us about it.
It don't make you harder. It just make you last longer.
Ah.
Yeah, so, but if you can't get it up, then you just can't get it up.
Yeah. I don't need shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I can go. You know what I mean? But yeah. If I get that honey pack, shit.
But sometimes you like to just test stuff out.
Yeah, true indeed. I had tried something one time, and when I tell you, yeah. I was fucking like a fucking rabbit. Like
nigga took a strong bat,
bro. Whatever it was, yeah. I know she took like the pink pussy or whatever the pink whatever that viral.
Y'all
shit
niggas
was.
Took pills together?
No. It wasn't a pill. It was like a syrup.
So y'all took them together?
I mean, she took her shit. She had bought the shit. I was like, let's do it.
You lucky I can't hit that green ass nigga button.
Hey, Phil, yeah. I'm a freaky ass nigga, bro. I heard the reviews and shit. So I was like, yo, let's go.
These niggas, you and that girl, y'all the freaky Captain Planets. You like, with our powers combined,
you know what I'm saying?
We the freaky Captain Planet. Hey. You take your pill, I take my pill.
Nigga, it was syrup. I think we put it in some tea or some shit. And hey, bro, like I say, she wanted, you know, she
so
was
you had the so yours wasn't a pill.
No,
so you took the OG honey pack.
Man, nigga, they got different kinds of shit out there, but yeah,
you was the goat weed or something. What is that shit called?
I don't know what it was called.
I'm gonna be honest, nigga, niggas really don't need all that shit. All you gotta do is take you some maca root.
Yeah, you could take
all kind of shit, nigga. You take you a macaroon. You don't need a honey pack.
Yeah, man. Long story short, shit, we was fucking for hours, and that shit was too long.
Yeah, that's not good.
That shit was too long.
Yeah, that's not good, my nigga.
Too long.
Never again.
That's why I don't do the honey pack. I'm like, shit. I never need that.
Yeah, especially niggas, the game messed up. He was talking about with Banks, how he was saying he was going to use the honey. He was going to pay the 40 ball and use the honey pack.
He used the honey pack. Like, nigga, if you doing that, nigga, that's when I want to go the quickest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I was like, bro, you supposed to use the honey pack on somebody you love, bro. You use the other shit. nigga, if you spending a 40 ball, nigga, you want to finish in 10 seconds.
Like, bro, get your rocks off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't supposed to care.
This is tension. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, man, let me find some relief real quick.
Yeah, nigga, you ain't supposed to be trying to break the bed on the 40 ball, nigga. I'm like, bro, the game is fucked up, man.
I'm telling you.
All right, this one from Talladega Nights. He said, how y'all feel about this? He said, according to reports, a 34-year-old called the police at 7:52 a.m. on Saturday requesting police to his residence. The man allegedly told officers that he paid Hold on. She got clear. The man allegedly told officers he paid a woman $10 for a sex act. So now the 40 ball lowered it to 10 ball for a sex act. Though she reneged on the deal, the man told officers he wanted his money back. The 24-year-old woman was still present when the police arrived. The officer arrested the man on misdemeanor charge of accosting and solicitation, and the women on the charge of prostitution. Well, she dumb. He dumb. Both she was supposed to get the fuck about it.
She should have dipped. He got what he deserved.
Yeah, nigga. You supposed to, nigga, eat that $10.
Like, bruh, $10?
Nigga. I'm watching, it was the 304 Talk page. So they got a bunch of like 304 pages in there. And I sometimes be on their page looking at who all they follow. And I'll be looking at some of the videos. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not a part of this life. I'm glad I had two loving parents that took care of me. Yeah. And I ain't involved in none of this shit.
Yeah.
So it was like a video. It was a prostitute. And it was like a nigga recording. He was like, hey, what you got going on? And next thing you know, she just picked up a big ass brick. And she, in a car driving by, and she threw it through bro's car. Broke all his windows. And she picked another one, threw it through other windows. And she was like, oh, I had gave him head, and he ran off on my money. So, dude, he mad, and the other dude that recording, he was like, hey, nigga, you're like, if you would have paid for it, you only had two broke windows.
Right.
Now you got to pay for your broke windows. You paid for that head somehow.
What, nigga? You paid too much for that head. You know what I'm saying?
She like, ain't get the money, but you paid.
Like, bro, that's what niggas got to remember. Like, niggas love talking that I don't pay for pussy shit. Like, hey, whatever you're doing, dinner dates, you slip out on a chick and she fuck your car up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Whatever happens,
yeah.
Direct reflection of you paying for pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Preach. This one is also from Talladega Nights. He said, should men who pay all the bills or higher be able to cheat freely? It's a crazy question, my nigga.
That's an insane question. That nigga ready to get a cosign.
He probably got his girl waiting right here, waiting on our
yeah,
answer.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever.
Listen
they say.
Up now.
Hey, if it's a part of y'all deal, then yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, that's something y'all got to discuss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you can work that out where you like, I pay all the bills and I get to cheat, then.
I ain't never gonna just co-sign on no shit like that, because I do feel like this, like, no matter what, especially today, the era that we live in, like, everybody, I don't care how in love you are, you know what I mean? Everybody can find somebody else to lust over or to, you know, even feel something for and start something enough for them to fuck, you know what I mean? For your girl to fuck. So, playing them kind of games, I don't really fuck with. You're going to be making that money one day and come home to singing Cisco and shit. Drew Hill. All
right, man. Cisco a weirdo, man. I would have jumped in that bed.
All right.
Nigga, what you talking about? It was two women in that bed.
Oh, I ain't know. Shit.
Y'all remember the somebody's creeping in my bed video?
I can't think of it offhand,
man. It was two women in his bed.
Yeah, he tripping. I would have backflipped in that bed, bro. I would have been doing tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga Cisco, he came in the room.
I would have been doing my dance routine, jumping on the side of the bed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sleeping in my bed, messing with my head.
That nigga was hurt.
Yeah, because he thought it was a nigga. But then he jumped. He looked in the room and seen it was two women in the bed. Nigga, I would have frog splash in that bed, nigga. Bruh, that nigga went.
Swanton bomb.
You that know nigga what I mean? Cisco went running down the hallway. Talking, ooh. Nah, nigga.
That's when that nigga put on a thong, bro.
He made the thong song, nigga. That video was always weird. It's funny because my mom actually said I couldn't watch that video.
That video was crazy. It was a lot of ass out there.
No, not
it wasn't.
Not the thong song video. I'm talking about the
sleeping, Drew Hill video.
The, yeah, sleeping in my bed. I don't know the name of the actual song, y'all. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't either.
So in the video, I was watching it one time, and I was just watching the video, and it got a part where like one of the niggas in Drew Hill, I think his name like Nokia or something like that.
Yeah.
One of them zesty niggas.
They were that.
One of them that wasn't Cisco and the big nigga.
Right.
I think his name was Woody.
Yeah.
I think it was Cisco Woody. What was the big nigga name?
I can't even remember. I just read like a review on this nigga career and shit.
I know it was Cisco, Woody, and Nokia. Because I just remember the one of the niggas named at the phone. I think with Nokia was the really zesty. Nigga,
you got the computer.
I don't feel like looking at it. Oh, man. I think his name was Jazz. The big nigga name was Jazz.
That's what we gonna go with.
I think his name was actually Jazz. Because I remember he had like a woman name. Ain't no real niggas named Jazz. So
hold up now, Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff. One time for a real nigga, man.
You're right. I'm
one time for a real nigga, man.
I've been proven wrong. So my mom just come in the room and then like it's the scene where this nigga, and you gotta think about that song. The song wasn't called for that. This nigga just got his shirt off and he just put eye oil on his chest.
Right.
And I was like, my mom came in on that part.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can't watch this video no more.
See, I was just about to say that I'm gonna have to go watch the video again tonight. And when you say that, I'm like,
it's 2 seconds. Yeah. But it's just like, why did you do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that video didn't call for you to put hot oil on your chest.
The 90s era was wild when it came to that.
Yeah, like
them niggas was like, oh, we could go far in these videos. Say less.
I was like, bro, you shouldn't have did that, man. But Talladega Nights, bro. Like, if y'all got that agreement that y'all can sleep around and go for it. But I wouldn't force it just because you pay all the bills.
Right, right. Yeah, that's definitely one of those things to where you got to understand women are, you know, people, period, are spiteful. You know what I'm saying? I think people of any sort feel some kind of way. So if you just, no matter how much bread you bring it home, she going to look at that and say, like, you doing that out of love, you sharing with me and shit.
Yeah.
No matter what. And then when you start cheating off and fucking off or whatever, that's when it's going to be those problems of you having to watch your back or, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit.
Yeah, while you at work, you don't know what's going on.
Shawty might put a hit on your ass for that insurance money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit. You making $100,000, you got a $1 million insurance plan. We don't see these stories, you know what I mean? Y'all watching the Murdoch trial?
Who was that?
He killed his wife and son.
Nah, I ain't see that.
Bro, that shit crazy. That whole storyline, insane. They got a documentary on Netflix.
So Crackers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's one on HBO.
We can't even say that no more, right?
What? Crackers?
No, we can I say Crackers every episode. No, I'm saying, like, at this point, like, niggas doing shit like that, too. It ain't like the old days when, like, you hear, like, a crazy story. I'm like, oh, some niggas. I mean, it's some Crackers. Like, it's just...
I still think it's
niggas doing cracker shit now.
True indeed. But I still think it's at a crazy, like, disproportionate rate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think niggas is doing as much of it as.
Oh, yeah, we're still behind, but it's still, like, for example.
It's a lot. It's people now.
For example, when them kids licking an ice cream, it was mostly black people doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the 90s and the 2000s, that was some cracker shit.
Yep, yep.
But it was niggas
licking. Wouldn't no black person think of doing that.
Yeah, licking ice cream?
Right.
Imagine your, bro. Yeah.
My mama catch me doing that. Like I say, my family probably would have beat my ass again.
Nigga, I'm thinking about my grandma. Bro. Like my grandma knew I was beat. My grandma never whooped me a day in her life. I'm 33 years old. She probably would take, like, hey, go in and get that switch. I'm coming. She was like, I haven't beat an ass since 95. I'm coming out of retirement.
Man,
look, one night only ass whooping.
I couldn't imagine no shit like that. Boy, I probably would have been sleeping outside.
Licking ice cream?
Nigga, I would have never tasted ice cream again. And they probably would have shaved my taste buds.
Hey, my dad watching. Hey, Hey, Pops, hit me up and let me know what you would do to me if you knew I was licking ice cream. Send that email.
Yeah, we don't read it.
Mail at ariopodcast.com. That's mail at ariopodcast.com. Oh, licking ice cream is insane.
Dog, that is lunacy. It's like, yo, what's wrong with you? What do you have going on in your personal home, in your head, to where?
All right. King got three questions. Well, first one, he said, he asked, would you choose to cuff? Who would you choose to cuff out of Ice Spice, SZA? Now, what's that? Sincere? I think that's that.
Sincere. I don't know how to say her name.
Yeah, I think I said it right, but I don't know what she do.
She's a singer.
Oh, okay. Coi Leray, Ruby Rose.
She just know more for her body.
Now, he gave us a lot of choice. Lotto, Saweetie, and Tim's.
All right, so Tim's would be high on my list. I can't even hold with you. Ruby Rose would be up there too, but Ruby Rose, I don't know if I could. I definitely would not.
Cuffing Ruby Rose.
I would not be trying to cuff her, but she would be up there. You know, you got to keep her in the running so that you can smash, bro.
That's silly.
Once you make your decision,
that's silly. Ass time with some. I can't wait for Ramadan. And somebody had put the, you know how you do the make it a quote? You put somebody's picture next to the, and you know her AV is just like her bent over, putting her hand over her coochie.
Yeah.
And it just, that way, I can't wait for a Ramadan. It's a Ramadan.
Yeah.
Some elite women's, man. I'm probably going to go Saweetie.
Saweetie?
Yeah, Saweetie fine as shit.
She definitely is. Her music nigga, terrible. Your stomach going to
explode. I'm choosing a menu. I'm not eating what she eat.
You better not never eat what she eat. You get sick and she got to make you dinner.
Yeah. Man, SZA.
That nigga going to be eating.
Actually, I'm thinking I'm going to go with SZA.
Yeah, SZA one we might have to fight over, though.
Damn. But you got Tim's.
Tim's is an amazing woman.
You can't have all of them. Tim's is a good choice. I would just go with Tim's.
Don't be trying to persuade me, bro. But right. Yeah, Tim's is. Anita.
Man, I would have added Ari Lennox on here, but she's been looking crazy.
Alex Vaughn?
I'm not familiar with her game.
Shorty's so fine and don't make no goddamn sense.
And don't pull up on that phone. I don't want your shit to explode.
Bruh, you know it's a
problem. Don't even do it. He put his phone down too because he dealt with it. You know this shit gonna reboot.
Bruh, that shit is a problem.
Nigga hit him. Nigga hit him. Hey, man, it's some good ones, man. Lotto, an elite looking white woman.
I'm not picking with Lotto. Nothing.
What's wrong with Lotto?
She just don't fit my cup of tea.
Get tired of them leopard draws?
I think I would get tired of her trying to prove that she black everywhere.
Yeah, she's kind of corny.
Like, I couldn't take that shit.
Shout out to Halsey.
If you...
Hey, man, don't. You seen Swarm?
No, I haven't, but...
You haven't watched Swarm?
Nah, but I saw the clip.
Yeah, everybody was sending me that clip.
I see where you're going with this, but...
Paris Jackson is black. Technically, Michael Jackson is black. All right, you want to go to the next question? You got Tim's?
I got Tim's.
All right, next question from King. He said, what rappers do you think have the best ear for beat selections? I think Rick Ross and Westside Gunn are some of the best at selecting beats. I don't listen to Westside Gunn,
yeah,
so I'm going to take it away
from
Boom, 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 boom. I don't want to listen to
you
that
got
shit.
That.
Oh, Rick Ross definitely got a good ear for beats.
Rick Ross is elite for beats. Gunna is really high up.
Yeah, Gunna got a good ear for beats.
Don Toliver, I would say he has a good ear for beats, but I don't know if he's like considered a rapper.
I haven't heard. I heard his new album like really good. I ain't listened to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't heard that. Heard nothing about. I mean, I have only heard good reviews. Actually, only heard good reviews. I haven't heard the album.
Yeah.
Travis Scott has a really good ear for beats for me. I mean, don't he produce half of them?
Yeah, he do.
So
I think he produced most of his shit.
Oh shit! There you go. He great at making beats. Then and I definitely
how you feel about J. Cole beats?
I think J. Cole has a lot of good beats, and he has some that I don't listen to.
You think J. Cole should do a project before he like call it a raps with somebody else's beats? Like imagine if he did a tape with like Madlib or something like that.
Oh, got you. Like one of those kind of projects.
Yeah. I think that would be dope. I would actually listen to that.
I think it would be amazing because honestly speaking, like there's not many, like to me, it's still between him and Kendrick. And I feel like when you talk about rap in the sport of things,
yeah,
J. Cole got it. You know what I mean? Like J. Cole has proven over the years he's here to rap for like for sport. You know what I mean? To appear as the top lyricist. You know what I mean? And I feel like he's holding it down in every regard. Like after he drops his projects, if he gets mixed reviews, his next one is better.
Yeah, that man up there, he's no longer with us. Pop Smoke. He had an amazing ear for beats.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. I wasn't even like I wouldn't call myself a fan or nothing like that. You know what I mean? It wasn't that I disliked him, but I didn't listen to much Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
And
I think it was only dropped 2 albums while he was here. So
yeah, so
ain't really much to listen to.
True indeed. When I did check out some of his records though, phenomenal beats. Yeah. Phenomenal.
But I think Rick Ross probably the best one.
Yeah, at least that I could. Thug got a good ear for beats.
Yeah. I think Gunna's ear for beats is better.
100%. Baby was on fire for such a long time, and I think he kind of got to the point now to where it's like, okay, I'll jump on anything, you know what I mean? And not to say anything to where he's diminished his value or nothing like that, but
I loved his beats when he was rapping over Quay beats. Cook It Up, Quay.
Mm-hmm.
I love them beats, but like he did start branching off. But I ain't never think Lil Baby beats was amazing.
I thought they were like,
man, you gotta clear it up because I don't want nobody thinking you should mean Da Baby.
Yeah,
that nigga got an ass here for beats.
But no,
I know you heard him on that with that song Anthony Hamilton,
bro. That shit don't make no damn sense. Hold on, let me say this about Lil Baby real quick. I just thought that they fit his vocals and his flow pattern, perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But that song with Anthony Hamilton and the baby don't make no goddamn sense. I'm starting to think Anthony Hamilton might abuse women.
I'm starting to think Anthony Hamilton might need some money.
He might be on drugs, bro. I don't know.
Da Baby, why you in my band?
I couldn't even listen to the whole song, dog.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
No, not me.
That shit was terrible. I was like, what the fuck are they trying to do to recreate that Busted record?
Nah, yeah, they were trying to recreate the R. Kelly and Mr. Big shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to
Contagious? Yeah, that's Contagious. That's what it was called.
Well, they had like 8 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. First one was fire, nigga.
Yeah, it was the R. Kelly and Mr. Big's universe. Kind of like the that MCU. Shit ain't. Yeah, that was. Nigga, them niggas did like. Them niggas did a Kelly Price song.
Mm-hmm.
They did all kinds of shit.
I used to love they collabs. I ain't gonna hold you.
Them shits was good.
Bro, every one of them.
Like, they didn't miss at all. There was no bad one. I think they even did one. It was not necessarily a R. Kelly. And R. Kelly did the beat, but R. Kelly wasn't on the song. It was one they did with B2K.
Okay.
And, like, Mr. Biggs was on the song, and it was, like, a part of the universe.
I forgot the name of the song.
It was, like, one of their big hits.
I'm going to have to check it out.
That was fire.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
It was passing down the Freak Bull torch to the B2K, but they dropped it.
They threw that shit in the lake, nigga. We're like,
we don't want this.
Because ain't nobody else picked it up since, you know?
Yeah, at that point, people kind of knew that like, R. Kelly was a pedophile a little bit. Yeah. They were still listening to shit, but they kind of like, hey, man, this nigga.
This nigga got nasty, boy.
They're like, he might have did that shit. All right, King asks, can Jalen Ramsey make an appearance on a pod since he's back in Florida? No. He had signed with the Jaguars. I don't care about him going to the Dolphins.
Yeah. I definitely thought they should have made a pitch or, like, I thought that would have been a great landing spot for him. You know what I mean? To come back, we got a bubbling team. He's experienced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they released Tokyo Jets, man, and they going all in with the young niggas. So
yeah.
They're like, we probably didn't need Jalen, but the Dolphins, they got literally, I think they traded like a Wawa sandwich for Jalen. They got that nigga for nothing.
Yeah, but they been wanting to get rid of Shaq.
Oh yeah, he was ass. I mean,
yeah,
nigga terrible.
I think the city put up a petition.
I told you they were threatening him after every game. That nigga wasn't even playing no more. They was threatening that nigga life.
That's crazy.
That nigga happy. That nigga probably happy as fuck to get up out of here.
I believe it.
He gonna play for the XFL, but he happy as fuck to get up out of here. This one from Amir. This last question. He said, yo, hope everyone is good. My question is, how many bad projects does it take for you to no longer check for an artist's new music?
Two.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with two.
Yeah, two.
I'm at that point with 2 Chainz right now. I'm never listening to a 2 Chainz album ever again in my life.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm there with you. 2 Chainz, like, especially when he started talking about, like, how he was in the ranks with niggas like Ross and shit like that, like, to where his music could stand next to, like, lyrical niggas. It was like, all right, well, let's... I think there was a big discussion about it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. To where it was like, let's break down 2 Chainz' best songs.
Yeah.
And you can name a few, but none of them really, like, did well in comparison to any other artist that is at his level.
Yeah. I lied. I didn't like Absol's last 2 or 3 albums. This new album he dropped, I actually listened to it. Amazing.
I think that there's that exception too, though. Like, if I hear it's good, I'm gonna give it a chance.
But I was actually anticipating that episode. Well, what got me hit was I had listened to one of his singles.
Yeah.
And I was like, this shit is fire. Then I had listened to the Hollandaise track that he dropped like way before that. And yeah. I was like, this is fire too. Yeah. I was like, no way the project bad. And then I had seen the shit about him trying to commit suicide. I mean, damn, I can't say that. What's the timestamp? He was trying. He was, I can't even think of a. He tried to self delete. He tried to self delete himself. and then I was like, seeing how like somber he was about it, I was like, this might be one of them. This might be one of them ones. And I heard it. It did have some sad songs, but like, that nigga was rapping his ass off on that.
Bro, album. That story behind that shit was actually, like, nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you did what?
Yeah, that shit still don't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for the most part, 2 bad projects,
yeah.
I'm done with you.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. So, we about to do Real Niggas of the Week, and they need an ass beat. But before we do that, I want to give my flowers to Jermaine Dupri, man. I want to salute you because you going all in with the wig shit. Niggas that wearing wigs, y'all dangerous as hell. Because y'all like, hey, man, I know you the other day, y'all
that's
seen
me. Where I thought we were.
I know the other day, y'all seen me with a bald head. But tonight, I got a high top fade, and I don't give a fuck what you think.
Right.
So I got to salute anybody that's willing to like wear a high top fade wig. Like a wig in general,
right,
as a man. And you were like, bro.
He did it right.
Yeah, like, I don't care what you think about me. I got to salute Jermaine Dupri for doing that.
He did it right, bro. That shit was pristine.
Because we just so used to seeing Jermaine Dupri with a bald head.
Yeah.
I know back in the 90s, he had the braids.
Right.
And, like, eventually the braids start killing his hairline. He had the bald head. And then we see this nigga now. He about to drop an album with Currency, which I can't wait to hear.
Mm-hmm.
He about to drop an album with Currency, and he just all in with the high top fade. He got the Gumby high top fade, and I gotta salute you, Jermaine Dupri. I think you most people laughing at you like, bro, you look ridiculous with the wig on. I gotta salute you, my brother.
You living your life.
That takes some balls to wear a wig at 40. Something probably 50. I think he damn near 50, right?
I want to say he gotta be.
Damn near 50. He got a wig on.
He might be 50, but he gotta be around that
age. He got a wig on, bro. And you just be like, I don't give a fuck, bro. This is me.
Like, Jermaine Dupri been in the game since I was a jit, nigga.
Yeah. But you also gotta think he was like managing Chris Ross. I mean, not Chris.
Chris Ross.
Yeah. He was managing Chris Ross. He was around their age.
I thought he was older than them by a few years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was around their age. when I say around there, it's gonna be like 5 or 6 years older than him.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Like
okay.
He wasn't too much older.
Right. But shit, them niggas got that was in the '80s, my nigga. If he was 19 then.
Yeah.
Right.
You notice I got a computer in front of me, but I don't look stuff. I feel like some stuff just I don't care if I look it up.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm gonna look it up.
We just be missing the mark on some of this shit.
It's just some stuff I just don't feel. I don't care enough to look it up.
Right.
But I'm just gonna look it up because I'm pretty sure somebody. See, this is why I don't like looking stuff up because they give me how tall this nigga is before they give me his age.
His age, yeah.
He's exactly 50.
There we go.
He's 51 this year. So Jermaine Dupri is in his 50s. And he wearing a wig.
Hey, man. Again, realest nigga.
Gotta salute him, bro. Hey, man. When it's my time, I think I might wear the wig, too.
Hey.
By the time I actually lose my shit, I think it's going to be a lot cheaper. So
don't have no shame, bro. Nah, I might explore some options first. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna just call it quits.
Yeah. I didn't have no real nigga of the week. I guess that's just substitute for my real nigga of the week, Jermaine Dupri.
There you go.
Salute, wearing a wig. All right, it's on you. You got. Oh, Nia Long.
No, this nigga that hollered at Nia Long. So Nia Long came into the convention, and you can hear this nigga here.
Yeah! Whoa! Look at him. God bless you. I swear to God.
Now, I don't know if he said God bless you or I'll bless you.
He said God bless you.
Oh, because I thought he said I'll bless you.
Hey, Nia, she said, well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, this one from, I ain't going to do too many submissions. This one from Von Zarelli. He got Real Yakub of the Week, Mr. Beast. I think Mr. Beast would be like Real Yakub every damn week. He always doing some real shit.
Yeah.
I seen somebody saying he should be president. Yeah, that nigga like 24. So I mean, that crack like 24. So
and I don't know that you want to put that much pressure on someone like that. It turns people, you know, different. Especially not being able to help. You know what I'm saying? Like your hands become tied at that point.
Yeah. I got this old nigga. So King got him as his real nigga of the week. I think this old nigga is the they need their ass beat. Have you seen this video? It went viral with the dude, with the old dude trying to
Mac at the woman.
The soul food, yeah, the soul food burrito.
Yeah,
he gonna taste this
right
quick.
Okay.
Let him see it. It got fried chicken. We got collard greens, macaroni and cheese. Yellow rice, and this is a soul food burrito, y'all.
I know that pussy good.
Why did he say that, dog?
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Oh, Jesus, pray for him, y'all. So tell him.
he was very disrespectful.
Yeah. I know that pussy good, but that's what old niggas do.
Hey, bro, but I salute him.
Yeah. I know that pussy good.
You can't be mad at that.
Hey, man. All right, they need their ass beats. I got this. Some of y'all niggas had this is a real nigga of the week. I got to put the lady and the dude as they need their ass beat. So it said, man cash apps himself $1,000 instead of putting his number in a girl's phone.
Yeah, they both.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
If y'all coming to Miami, do not give no guy, since y'all want to ruin my sound, don't give no guy y'all phone to put their number in, because this guy just cashed up himself $1,000 with my sister money and went on my sister's phone, act like he was putting his number in, and sent himself a whole $1,000. So y'all blow his stuff up and tell him to send my sister her money back.
Damn.
Y'all tell him to send my sister's money back. Because he going to listen to the internet. That nigga ain't listening to us.
Yeah, we get 10K listeners a week. And a bunch of niggas called him real nigga of the week. So you might be in trouble.
Damn.
You might not be getting that money back. All right, you got this one nigga. I said I was going to purposely not listen to this video.
This is my day need day ass beat.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up real quick before you play it.
Yeah.
Since we was on the Miami trip, Miami has been wild as fuck. You see they've been tearing up tourist cars and shit like that down there?
Yeah, they start. So I've been seeing some shit where they're saying, like, they thinking about, like, which I don't know how they're going to do it. Because, you know, they got a curfew now. Mm-hmm. So, like, you got to be, like, in by, like, I think it's, like, 11 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's not very Miami-ish. Coming in at 11. And they're talking about something. They're thinking about ending spring break at Miami.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Making it less fun, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you end some shit.
See, Miami, see, here's the thing. All that stuff be happening in South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the time we've been to Miami, we've never been to South Beach ever.
Nah.
We always be in the Wynwood and the Art District area. And yeah. That's dope good to me.
Yeah.
I don't need to be on South Beach.
I ain't living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So
the niggas that be there don't be living that lifestyle. They just true be
indeed.
Over there.
True indeed. True indeed.
So, yeah. I don't feel like, nigga, we too old for that shit anyway.
Yeah. Ain't putting on for nobody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to walk down South Beach every five seconds of a nigga putting his phone in your face like, hey man, you eat ass? You on somebody TikTok.
Yeah.
Somebody come up to you with a diamond tester. Like, let me test your diamond. Right. Ain't got no diamonds on. Like, get off me, bro.
That's some real shit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be on a beach with 18-year-old niggas.
Not at all.
And then y'all get bored. They get bored and they start shooting.
True indeed. That's why I don't do many places with crowds.
Exactly. All right. So this nigga on his vest for whatever.
Oh, reason. But because of that last video, you seen them chicks that lost 10 racks in Miami on a
Yeah, I seen them dummies.
On them little shuffleboards. That shit was ridiculous.
It was crazy because the girl with the actual money didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do it at all. Then what sucked about it was they did tell her the right one to flip.
Oh, she just didn't listen. I wasn't paying attention good. She just, damn.
Yeah, she. I guess she initially it was like four people, and that's one reason why you can't do shit like that. One person told her to go to the front one, and I think she just mistook it, which one they wanted to go with, and she had a hunch of her own that it would be that one. She wanted to trust it, but. Man, yeah, lost you 10
should,
racks.
You should have known your friends got you the way they was like grabbing the money. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you got to trust your homegirls at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you lost your 10 stacks.
Yeah.
Stay out of Miami.
Women down bad and ain't no city girls no more.
Yeah, exactly.
So, city men boys are the prize.
Men are the prize, nigga. Never mind, I was about to be gay when I was about to ask you.
Oh, Lord.
I was about to say, is this nigga the prize?
Fuck no, bro. What the fuck?
Let's get into this video.
See how it felt when I was shooting him.
What?
Bring it back.
That sounds good.
Bro, I don't think I'm ready for this. Oh my God. You about to do what I think you about to do?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Gang shit.
Hey man. He shot himself?
This nigga is a fucking idiot.
This is ignorant, but that's a good ass vest.
Bro, that vest is phenomenal. But he did use the right gun, because if it was a 22, it would have tore through that shit.
Yeah.
That shit would have ate through that fucking vest. And I know he pushed it to the fucking limit. He felt that.
All right, last one. This one's from King also, man. King, you got the most submission out of everybody this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask Joe, will you smoke this?
Man, fuck no. I smoke that shit in the Discord.
It's all packed. All right, these, I don't smoke, but I be seeing these weed packs on the internet. Like, these are just ignorant.
Yeah.
From somebody that smoked, are they like different from the regular weed?
Man, they do have different strands and shit like that. So I buy shit from street level dealers, right?
Yeah.
Like, and not street level dealers. I mean, I got some plugs and shit, you know what I'm saying? But
all right.
What I'm saying is.
That stop, you get that Ricky Ricardo.
Well, stop. what I'm saying is this. I'm not always worried about the name, like depending on who I'm talking to, I'm not worried about the name, because your average nigga can't get with whatever you done smoked again. You know what I'm saying? Once he run through his pack or he re-up on that shit, that's usually the end of his run with that.
Yeah.
When you know people that really, with the farm, you can get the same shit.
But yeah, I'm assuming the weed always... But yeah, I'm assuming this weed that's in these packs is always good. But just the packs are ignorant.
Yeah,
they like ignorant. I seen one where it was like the Ice Spice Munch Pack.
Yeah.
And it was like Ice Spice bent over. Mm-hmm. And it said Runts on her ass. Mm-hmm. And niggas were like, I got the Ice Spice Runts Pack. And I'm like, do y'all niggas just be getting the same weed and just be putting new pack on new packs just for advertisement?
Some niggas do. Some niggas actually getting like the farms and shit like that, dispensaries rather.
Yeah.
They gotten hip to that shit, so they playing into it too. You know, it's just all kinds of shit. It's all a big fucking market.
But
yeah,
but this shit called the Golden Showers Pack. Ridiculous. Like, you be smoking that shit, like, well, this shit tastes like piss.
Yeah, nah, I'm not smoking that shit.
That's crazy. But you know, if your plug came up and like, hey bro, I got that Golden Showers, you like, find me something else. Yeah, I would have been like, put it in my hand. Put it in my hand.
Like, what you mean you got the Golden Showers, bro?
Oh, a nigga would have came to me telling me, hey bro, you want that Golden Shower? I would have beat the fuck out of that ass. He like, I'm talking about weed. I'm talking about weed, bro.
Yeah, I don't be asking what the name is half the time when I'm dealing with regular niggas. Like, I got niggas that work in the dispensary. I got niggas that's like really plugged, you know what I'm saying? To where I can say, you know, this is what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
you seem like the kind of niggas, somebody will hand you that, and you be like, man, y'all young niggas get on my nerves.
Bruh, I would definitely. Yeah, yeah. Fuck that shit.
Like, I
probably
y'all.
Would. I like, got it now. Nah. You know,
I hate y'all young niggas.
I done definitely smoked some bad weed because I had it. You know what I mean? Like, the weed wasn't worth the fuck.
Didn't you had a, what you call it? The coochie runs?
Whoa,
you had the coochie. You did have them.
Whoa.
You had the coochie runs. Or what was it?
I'm trying to remember what the fuck was on that package, but now that you say it, I do
remember.
It was
the coochie runs. You had the coochie runs.
I can't remember what it was. It was a raunchy ass package.
Because it was like something that was like big on the internet.
Yeah.
And you had came on my crib and it said the bag pack. Said coochie runs.
The pack was on there, yeah.
And I had posted it on Twitter and like the tweet went crazy. I was like, we smoking on that coochie pack.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I get some crazy shit.
Nigga had the coochie runs. That's crazy, man.
That's funny. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, man. But hey, man, keep them. What's our shit?
What are you asking?
Coma pack.
Oh yeah, the coma pack.
I always smoke the coma pack.
Yeah, you only. That's all you need.
Yeah,
that's all you need. You get you a pack of the coma pack, and you.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
I almost said something racist, but yeah, be having your eyes look.
Yeah, Dr. Umar. He stamped on every package.
That'd be fire, the 100 Lashes pack.
Yeah.
And they just had Umar with a belt on the pack.
That would not be fire,
yes,
bro.
It would be.
We cannot be selling 100 Lashes pack to niggas,
yeah,
bro.
you'd be like, every hit, it feel like it beating your ass. the 100 Lashes pack.
Hey, that's actually, I see where you going. You had to take me there, bro.
You like this pack beating my ass, bro.
That's a good one. I see the marketing now.
All right, we're gonna market that to you, the 100 Lashes pack.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. This is another episode. We're gonna end it now, man. Hour 30 something minutes. If you're on a Patreon, man, I just dropped a bonus episode with the homies from the Raw Hype. Go check that out. That was
great
around
2 hours.
That was around 2 hours. And then me and Joe, man, we're going to bring the live streams soon. So we got the Twitch set up. We're about to get on this Twitch and get this money, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, so we may be doing a live stream tomorrow. Or if you ain't on a Patreon, and I ain't going to call you cheap. But if you not on a Patreon and you hearing this like after Thursday.
We're going to put a boot in.
See the yellow boot right here? We're going to put this up your ass. So go ahead and sign to the Patreon. But yeah, we're going to hop on the Twitch. We're going to hop on the live stream soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, man, you got anything you got to say?
Man, nah, y'all be on the lookout for this, man. It's a 2.5-foot cost figure that we're working on. It's gonna be pretty dope. Quality's A1. Loving it so far.
That's
so
crazy. Our printer did that.
Yeah, man.
Not your printer in your grandma's house, a 3D printer.
Yeah. So we getting busy over here.
Yeah. Hey, man. Tapping with the homie Joe.
Yes, sir.
Tapping with me too, with all that said, we out.